Several artists in Dallas have teamed up with the Human Rights Initiative of North Texas to share the stories of people who've been granted asylum by the federal government. That's about 24,000 individuals on an average per year. Many of them have harrowing stories and life experiences that go unheard. As Hadi Muwagdi of KERA reports, that's where the artists come in.
At a busy grocery store in Dallas, artist Chris Bingham sits down with a client who, for safety reasons, we'll call Nusrat. Nusrat tells Bingham about himself.
I'm 35 years old, and I'm married. I have a child, and I've been living in the U.S. Since 2011.
Nusrat is from Afghanistan. He was a translator for the U.S. military, and he came to the U.S. as an asylum seeker after a series of events, including the Taliban killing a close friend, his brother, and his grandfather. He and his family's lives were also in danger.
I lost my everything. I lost my family members. I lost my life and everything I had. And I feel sad whenever I think that I cannot go back to my country. It really hurts me, but it is what it is.
Nusrat met Bingham through HRI, the Human Rights Initiative of North Texas. Bingham is a muralist and an art teacher, and his work is a mix of graffiti, portraits, and images from pop culture. But his next project, for an HRI exhibition, is a series of paintings based on Nusrat's life. He and Nusrat discussed the need for anonymity.
The other thing, you know, I wanted to ask what is off limits. Like, I know that the face is off limits and the name also.
Names and face, other than that, you can say, like, okay. You can express.
Like, there's nothing in, like, there's nothing that.
After chatting for a bit, Bingham says his biggest challenge is going to be doing Nusrat's story justice.
I mean, that's the hard part, right? Like, you have the story you want to get across, and you want to get that story right. And so if one piece is kind of off, you know, the story doesn't flow right. And so it's all about trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Bingham's concern is understandable. Nusrat's story is complicated. He didn't see his wife and young son for almost 5 years until they came to the U.S. to join him. Nusrat's mother is still back home in Afghanistan, so he's working three jobs to save money to bring her here. HRI Executive Director Bill Hostin says Nusrat's story is just one of many, but that once they get here, asylum seekers have a lot to offer.
They have unique skills because these are very educated people. We're talking about human rights lawyers and nurses, theology teachers.
Holston says that's a big part of why HRI teamed up with these artists, to inform people who don't know.
We also hoped that by having art that we'd appeal to a whole different group of people than we've attracted to our events in the past.
At Chris Bingham's art studio, he describes Nusrat's paintings.
Okay, so it's a three-part painting series, I guess, that tells the story of...
The largest painting is set in the middle of the three. You know, the center of the painting is an outline of a man's face, but the face is covered with a lovely floral pattern.
And that represents his, like, loss of identity, loss of self.
Near the face are a handful of bees, which Bingham says represent the dangerous professional relationship Nusrat had in the U.S. military. To the left of the center painting is a maroon-colored canvas that features a large snake.
Snake, which represents death.
The third painting is an origami butterfly.
Butterfly, which then again represents rebirth and a new beginning.
Bingham says telling Nusrat's story was very emotional. There was a lot to take in, but he relied upon the skills he uses throughout his practice.
Most of my work relies on the narrative. You know, it's all about the storytelling.
The difference between this and the brightly colored life-inspired work that Bingham usually creates, the pain.
It's definitely a story I'm never going to forget, you know, and he's a person that I'll never forget because his story is captivating. It's heartbreaking. It's one of those things that just kind of makes you sit back and think about your life and think that, you know, things aren't so bad even when you think things are bad.
A sentiment Bingham hopes audiences will feel as well. For Here and Now, I'm Hadi Muwagdi in Dallas.